We're learning Shmiras Halosh in Shara Tevuna, Perek Yedalid. Perek Zeh Yevayar Sibas Lashon Hara, Sheba Yidei Hergil HaGaiva. In this Perek we'll be discussing the Chet of Lashon Hara that comes because of the Midah Ra of Gaiva, of arrogance. As I was just entering into the end of the last 3 seconds of the last year, I heard Rabbi Zefrin talking about anava, misplaced anava perhaps, I don't know. Here we have a gaiva, the midah of gaiva. Gaiva, arrogance, is the midah ra, which is one of the reasons for speaking Lashon Hara, for a person could come to speak Lashon Hara. V'yesh machmas gaiva, says the Chavetz Chaim, d'haynu shu machshiv es atzmai l'chocham ul ish ben anoshim. V'hakol shefolim be'enav. Arrogance, haughtiness has this ability to knock people down. I am smarter than them. I am wiser than them. I am better than them. That being the case, I will knock them down because I'm smart. Okay, that's ridiculous. But Hakol Shfalim Be'inav, everyone is a nothing in his eyes. They're lower than him. You know, if you read the Geras Ramban with a mirror, so everything's backwards. So he must have read the Geras Ramban backwards, because the Ramban brings down that we should look at everybody that we're lower in our own eyes. But if he has it reversed, so everyone's lower than his, their eyes. He has it all backwards. Gam ha'gaiva tiveyu l'kanei v'listoim es chaveiroi ha'mechub l'be'enei anshei ha'ir. You know, if you had a truth meter and you attach it to the sefer of Shmiras Halashon, it would break. It would be, it's just too true. It's so true. It would shake so fast and much, and it would overload. It's just so true. What did he just say, the Chavetz Chaim? Gaiva brings a person to be jealous of his friend who is respected in the community. He's the person who people give cover to, whether it's because he started something or this and that, and people think, him, he's a nothing. What are you respecting him for? That's what Gaiva is going to tell the person. What are you giving him honor for? This reminds of the story which I said in the past, but it's appropriate to say again, where one person overhears another person. It's been a few months, so I can repeat this one. One person says to another person, he overhears him saying, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, I'm a shuffle, I'm lower. He's repeating the words of the Bali Musar. All of a sudden he gets an aliyah, and he gets very upset at the Gabbai. He gets Revi, the fourth Aliyah. He's very upset. What? How do you give me Revi and give him Shlishi? What a chutzpah. What a chutzpah. Who do you think you are? How many years have you been a Gabbai for? Where did you get your training from? He comes back to a seat after the Aliyah. And the person sitting next to him says, I don't understand. I heard you by davening. I'm a nothing, I'm dust, I'm ash, I'm earth, I'm worse than that, I'm lower, I'm worms, worm food to be. Now you get an aliyah and you, I don't understand. So, what's the problem? What don't you understand? Says the man back. Everything I said is absolutely true. Says, what do you mean it's true? You got so upset that he got the shlishi, you got revi. Says, let me explain to you. I am dust and ash and worthless in regards to Hashem. But in regards to him, I'm better than him. Who's he? I'm better than him, of course. What's the question? That's Gaiva. The kind of yistay moisay will be jealous and hate this person. You know why? Because it looks like he's taking away my covet. He's taking away what I deserve. You know, when we view children, how children act in response to little candies. I told you also the story once. I was in the room. I was coming into a room, and I see some young children. They're like bending down by a table, analyzing a cup, three cups in front of them, three siblings, younger children. And I'm wondering, what in the world are they doing? It's like a scientific project or something over here. And then I see one of them, I just walked into the room, you know, in the middle of the scene. I see another one takes that soda can, and a little drop into one, a little drop, nope, back to that one. They had to make sure they each get the exact amount. Why? Because in their mind, if that sibling gets a little more than me, mine doesn't taste as good. That's exactly what he's saying over here. I'm losing out because that person gets a drop more than me.
I mean, kids are supposed to go through a phase.
Fortunately, as you're pointing out, it's by children. Unfortunately, that same thing can be by adults. It's just much greater stakes. It's not just the little soda. But the Rav spoke about it by his son's bar mitzvah for 13 and a half minutes. I know, I timed it. And by me, it's only 9.5 minutes. By my son, my son was bar mitzvah. I'm just saying. You know, that's what people think sometimes. Because it looks like I am getting less honor. And it says it to himself, if not for him, if not for this person getting all that covered, I'd be getting that covered. So what's my response? Tomorrow, like I said earlier this morning, unless Mashiach comes today, we will have a fast day. It's the beginning of the 3 weeks. Unfortunately, it's appropriate to say that to learn this Sefer Shmiras HaLashon is appropriate every single day of the year. Because this is the primary source to lack of Beis HaMikdash. The lack of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, someone commented to me once, someone sitting here, how he sees I'm so passionate about this Sefer. I see it in myself. I'm not here trying to be humble on the recording here. I see, this is so true. This is the reality. This is it. This is what life's about. Whether it's on the phone call conversations, whether it's a meeting in person with other people, whether it's in shul, whether it's on the street, this is what it's all about. V'yivchan v'yivdoik ginzei nistera yisov kidei shi alo yimal adabre mimendo. A person will search, investigate. What can I speak about this person? Yemes or sheker? It could be truthful or it could be full of lies, irrelevant. I had to say something about this person. In order to lessen his name amongst people, to lower him down. Because you know why? If I lower him, I elevate myself. That's what he's thinking. And to show his greatness and the other person's shortcomings and to embarrass him. Sometimes through the midah raw of gaiva, the person can fall into this trap of being part of the four groups. What are these four groups? Chashmal is the abbreviation of chanefim, the flatterers, shakronim, the liars. The mem is mesaprei loshen hara, the speakers, those who speak loshen hara, and leitzanim is the lamed, as we finish discussing, those who are scoffers, those who mock. Gaiva can bring the person not only to be part of the group, he'll be the CEO of Chashmal. Now, he doesn't get a badge, but he is the Rosh Hamedaber Mechol Mokom. He's the first one to make that wisecrack remark. Yisaper Begunus Chaveiroi, he will knock his friend and speak about his friend's shortcomings. Shiahu Nichbod, that he will be elevated, V'chaveiroi Bozoi, and his friend will be lowered. And he will knock his friend. He will scorn him. Why is this? Because he doesn't value the Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem that this person has. He will elevate himself with lies and attributes that don't belong to him. I saw Maisa, I think it was with the Chassam Sofer. How a certain person, you know, we, I shouldn't say we, me, I make the mistake, maybe others as well. But you look back in history and you think of the great Akiva Eger, Chassam Sofer, the Sfas Emes, the great Gedolei Achronim. You know, we can't relate to them, but even to say they're Ramban, of course. And we think, look what we have from them. So the mistake a person would make, I'm talking about myself now, is to think, oh, so everyone gave him the respect. This is the, imagine the Chassam Sofer walked in here right now. You wouldn't hear a pin. You couldn't hear a pin drop. You couldn't. No one would move. The awe. I mean, of course, he's been not alive for a few hundred years. But put that aside. Say that. Right. Put that issue aside. I'm saying that the COVID, unfortunately, in his generation, there were also, just like you have in every generation, you have the Balagaiva and the people who think they know it all. As a Maisa I read, where a person was talking to the Chassam Sofer, and you heard a Dvar Torah from the Chassam Sofer. Years later, or sometime later, this person went to a different town, and he said over this Dvar Torah in his own name. And they're all amazed. Well, what brilliance. Well, of course it's brilliant. The Chassam Sofer said it. And he intentionally stole it. And of course, the greatness of Chassam Sofer, how he dealt with it, that's not for now. But this is what the words we're talking about. He's going to, in this case, elevate himself with things that are not his. Because of this gaiva, he's going to flatter, he will flatter Rishoyim on a regular basis, and he will not rebuke them. He doesn't want to rebuke them, because if he rebukes them, they're going to lower his covet. He wants to build as many people to be on the same team as him, same side as him. Everything stems from the one midah of Emunah. If we feel that this person, and I'm talking to myself, that this person is taking away from me, then I build up inside myself this midah of gaiva, of arrogance. Why? Because I'm going to stand up for myself. What kind of wimp doesn't stand up for himself? But if a person realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's goyzer mitchilas hashana v'ad soifa, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year, that everything you receive will get to you, not like sometimes you send an email or it doesn't go anywhere, but if you are destined to get what you're going to get, Hashem is the one who's goyzer, no human being will prevent it. Because Hashem is the one who's geyser. He decrees it's going to happen. If a person can implement that midah of bitachon, of trust in Hashem, he doesn't need to be a Baal Gaiva. The Baal Gaiva is very empty inside. He has to act with this haughtiness because he's missing something. Al Kain. Mishayetzel Taris Navshoy. Therefore, one who wants to cleanse his soul from this terrible midah of gaiva, of arrogance, of haughtiness, Yachshoiv tamid begoidel gnus agayva. He should constantly think about the midah ra, about how bad it is, how disgusting it is, gaiva. Some people, the gaiva you could smell a mile away. A crane won't help to lift the building to get their nose through the wall, the doorway. They're walking up with such a head stuck up. Ki eichi yizgo ha'adam. Asher tchila sav yos neitz mitiba srucha v'hu asi leilachim koim ofarim v'saleya. V'yoichal tzosai es ketzosai. How is it that a person can be a balgaiva if he realizes where he comes from nothing, from a little drop? Asher tchila sav yos neitz mitiba srucha. And where is he headed to? He's heading to maggot food. He's a future worm food. Until his body will be eaten up and nothing will be left. I want to share with you a ma'isa that's brought down in this English edition. The translator brings a ma'isa from Rav Hillel David. Rav Hillel David is one of the big Gedolei Paiskim here in America. He lives in the shul, is on East 12th, between K and L. It's a block away from the Yeshiva Sabin Chaim Berlin, where I learned. I had a Maitse Shahaya, that's not the story I want to share with you, where I once finished learning something in with my Chavrusa, a certain halacha. And I said to my Chavrusa, I want to hear what Rav Hillel David has to say on this topic. So I specifically walked home a certain route to go up his block. And I said Shmai that he was stepped outside of his shul just that minute. And I was able to discuss the halachic point with him. What's the ma'isa he says over? The ma'isa is like this. In fact, he brings down here that it was said over on the 18th of Av. So almost to the date. A few weeks away. We know there was a yeshiva, Navardik. Navardika yeshiva was known to work on their character traits. They're to knock themselves of shiflus. There's two schools of thought. There was Navardik and there's Slobodka. Slobodka focused on, and if I'm not saying it so correctly, please forgive me, it's my shortcomings, not the... Slobodka was focusing on the godless Adam, the greatness of man, how great you are, therefore act appropriately. Navardik, how low you are, therefore you cannot act with haughtiness. Now, the goal is the same, to climb the mountain. One comes from one side, one comes from the other side, but to be Oyver Hashem, to serve Hashem. Different ways of doing it. Focus on godless Adam or shiftless Adam. Each to come to be serving Hashem. Just to give an example, before I say this story, in the Vardik, they had the new Bacher came to yeshiva there, and he sees the other people sitting down yeshiva repeating, "I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody," again and again. So he sits down, starts shuckling away, and he starts saying these words, "I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing, a nothing, a nobody." And someone looks at him, who do you think you are saying that? You have to work on yourself before you can say all that. So, with that little introduction, this ma'isa is going to be a ma'isa where at the end, as he says over here, it's going to be sound a little humorous, but it's very powerful. And it needs one to, as it's brought down there, to really think about what's being said. David, are you cheating there? Okay, fine. That's allowed. That's all right. Ma'isa is like this. There is a bachur who comes to yeshiva, to the Vardik yeshiva, and he wants to work on this. On the mid of gaiva, and I'm not looking inside to really say it word for word, but he wants to work in the flip side of gaiva is humility, anava, and he figures he's going to go to a cemetery, and he gets this courage, and he goes towards the cemetery, and he hears the howling of the night, and he's petrified, his knees are shaking, and he brings himself to come into this Beis HaKfaris. He goes in closer and closer, and he's thinking he's going to turn around, but he has to break this gaiva, and he wants to work in his humility. What better place to work in humility than to be in the Beis HaKfaris, to remind himself of Soif Kol Adam, this is the end of man. And he works himself up to get into the house, the place where they do the Taharas. And his plan is to come in there and put Tachrichin on himself, to put on the shrouds and to lie down on the bed and to feel what it's like, whatever, you know, as much as he can, to implement this Midah of Anova. As he's opening that door, of course, that door needs the most WD-40. It cracks and squeaks, and he's opening that door, and every single second by him, he's petrified. And he comes in there, he can't believe the sight in front of him. As you see, David, I'm embellishing, I'll drop my own words. What does he see? He sees on that table, there's a mace. And there's no shomer. There's no one there to watch it. He can't believe what's going on. Rachman al-Atslan, someone's nifted, there has to be a shomer. There has to be someone guarding the mace. And he's thinking, you know, put aside my own character traits, I have a mitzvah now. I should be watching this mace. So he's thinking, I don't know, I'm very scared. It's late, dark. He gets himself to come in the room. He's about to start fulfill this mitzvah of being a shomer. All of a sudden, he sees something happen. The toe of this mace starts jiggling, starts moving. And, you know, first, when you see something like this, you know, you take off your glasses, you look at your glasses, make sure they're not foggy and dirty. Then you rub your eyes, you look again. And then the knee starts jumping, moving. And he runs. And he runs for his life. And that mace gets up because it was no mace. And the person says to him, "You Baal Gaiva! You Baal Gaiva! You're an arrogant person!" And he screams back, "Me! You call me arrogant? You know how much courage I needed to get into this place? And you call me a Baal Gaiva?" And that person who was not dead, who was lying on that bench, screams back at him, "You sure are a Baal Gaiva because you thought you're the only one. You thought you're the only one. End of Maisa. Story is over." As he says over here, think about it. Now, the my love is share over the safer is that we can talk about it also. Well, what just transpired over here? What took place? This person comes in and he was really wanted to work on his character traits. But when he saw someone else over there, why did he flip out so much? Of course, it's a petrifying thing. But if he was really working, if he was really on that Madrega, he would realize maybe there's someone else there also working on himself. So what are you so afraid of? It's not the dead coming to life. That's why the man screamed back at him, "You're a Baal Gaiva." Even though he was trying to work on this Midas of Midas Anafa. There's a lot to take after this story. I'll leave you to think about your own thoughts about it. I just want to share with you one point, which is a very tremendous alarm that we have to be careful about. Whether it's learning from the Sefer Shmir Saloshin, or whether it's learning any other Musa Sefer, what happens is we come to see different points that we have to improve on. And then we see where other people have shortcomings. And we realize whether it's learning about not talking during davening, whether it's talking about any other halach or inyan, whatever it might be, then the Yetzirah says, "Oh, I got this person just where I want him. He thinks he's learning and he's going to become such a big tzaddik. I'm going to turn him into the biggest Baal Gaiva. He won't even know he's a Baal Gaiva." And that's what the Yetzirah says, that's my next step. Because I wasn't able to win. He came to learn. Not one shiur, not two, five shiurim a day. Baruch Hashem. No, not to meet anybody over here. Okay. So what's my next step? Does Yetzer Hara throw in the towel? No, he's not finished yet. Yetzer Hara says, I know what's next. I had to turn him into the biggest tzaddik. And now those who can't see because it's on recording, we don't have the camera yet, it's in quotation marks. I'm going to make him think he's a tzaddik. So what happens is, Yetzer Hara has that person look at other people with such an ayin ra, such a negative eye, and is able to find every single person's shortcomings. He can write volumes about one individual's shortcomings. Because he's not able to connect and to attack him, specifically not to learn. That he lost the battle with. He comes to learn. But to look at everybody else's shortcomings, oh, that he is the expert at. And that's what the Maaseh over here is telling us. We have to be extremely careful. That's what we want to bring out from over here as well. Then when it comes to learning, we should make sure the first person that we look at is ourselves. Have a wonderful day.